University of Saskatchewan offensive lineman Jack Warwick has extra motivation for his team to improve in 2025 after the Huskies lost to the University of Regina Rams 19-14 in the 87th Hardy Cup last year. That's not how you want to end the season, losing to your rival team. It's disappointing. Not that they didn't deserve it, but our conference was so competitive last year that everyone wants to make their own case for why they should be the team that goes on to the bowl game, Warwick told the Rider Broadcast Network's Justin Dunk. That's definitely fueled us. You look at yourself in the mirror after a loss like that and you think, I do not want to feel that ever again. You train your butt off all offseason and you get ready for the next one. I think we're going to be good this year. The Huskies played an exhibition game against the University of British Columbia Thunderbirds on Wednesday, August 20th. Unfortunately, due to bad weather, the game was called after two quarters with Saskatchewan leading 18-2. I thought it was really good. I thought our offense played well, fairly efficiently. We had big plays when we needed to and we moved the ball fairly decently, Warwick said. Our defense, the same type of thing, they only let up 2 points and they made some big plays in critical times in that game. It's preseason, I know we're going to be getting the best every time we play UBC, but I feel really good about it. The 6'5", 295-pound offensive lineman is entering his fourth year with the Huskies. In his freshman year, he won the Canada West Rookie of the Year Award in 2022 at age 18. I was super fortunate for that opportunity and I think the circumstances when I came on to that team were also in my favor. There were some veteran guys, especially along the offensive line, that were leaving, Warwick said. It had to be a young guy to step up, so I got to camp and went to work. You try to learn and do whatever you can, the mindset that it doesn't matter if I'm on the roster or not. I want to help this team in whatever way I can, being able to be coachable, understand the process and accept adversity. There was a time when Warwick had a decision to make about whether he wanted to keep playing football because he excelled at two other sports, lacrosse and basketball. Honestly, not to toot my own horn, but I was a pretty good player. Not quite at the level that I played football, but I'd say I probably peaked in grade 9 or 10 because gaining weight contradicted losing weight in lacrosse and basketball, Warwick recalled. While football wanted me to put on some pounds, basketball and lacrosse wanted me to lose some pounds. So, it turned out that I had to pick one. Warwick is from Strathmore, Alberta. He credits his sister for his decision to attend the University of Saskatchewan. My sister finished playing basketball at Augustana. She actually went to the U of S to finish her degree. I knew Saskatoon was a nice city, Warwick said. I've been here many times and I'd always drive by the stadium and say, that's so cool, I want to play there one day. That was always my goal. They were the first school that I reached out to, and as soon as I got the call back from head coach Scott Flory, I was pretty well locked in. This past spring, Warwick was invited to participate in the U Sports East-West Bowl game, where top Canadian university football prospects showcase their skills. It was chaotic, but it was so much fun. There are a lot of good players and really good people there. It was really fun to play with, talk with, and see how other teams work, Warwick said. It definitely showed me some areas I need to work on, coming into this season, into the draft year, and some areas that I need to focus on. Luckily for Warwick, he has Huskies football alums to ask for guidance who played pro or are still playing. Dayton Black, he's one guy that I played with. I know he got released from Ottawa, unfortunately, so I'm hoping that he gets picked up right away again. But Noah Zier and Dayton as well, they're both guys who in the offseason, they're around Saskatoon and they're working with us all the time, Warwick said. Their run and lift schedules are synced up with ours, an hour apart. When we're leaving, they're coming in. They're always telling us little tips and saying, these are some things that you guys should work on.